Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge along with
Christine Astafo.
And every once in a while, we like to look back into history.
Yes.
Things that may not be incredibly important, but things that are quite interesting. Here's one: unusual medieval hygiene practices. Now, where else on the radio, on television, do you hear stuff like this? How often do you think about hygiene practices in medieval times?
In medieval times, I don't know, when I'm listening to America Weekend, I guess.
Look at that. See that? That is a professional broadcaster, folks. She brings it right back. So here we go. We got this from the Huffington Post, 15 unusual medieval hygiene practices. The first one, and this is interesting, chamber pots.
Yes.
Chamber pots were containers for collecting all kinds of stuff that comes out of your body during the overnight period. Back in old Edinburgh, you always had to be alert for the shout of Garde-loo, which was French, or which is French, for watch out for the water, because you got to dump this thing somewhere in the morning.
So were they dumping, like, were they throwing it out of the window? Like,
yes.
Where were they? Ew.
Anywhere. Here it is.
Okay.
I don't want it in here. See
you
later.
The
mornings, you know, a morning walk in these neighborhoods must have been just quite lovely.
Yeah.
Do you know that chamber pots still gather a great deal of money? I actually had to work one day. I was working on a movie, and we were at Sotheby's. So you're wasting time. So you get the thing, and you see, all right, what are they auctioning off? Now, Sotheby's, a very fancy, exclusive auction house in New York City.
Okay.
Other parts of the country, or other parts of the world as well. They literally had antique chamber pots.
Uh-huh.
Why would you want to...
Yes. Yeah, of course.
So, you know, all of a sudden, if the Duchess of Hoboken from 1625 or whenever it is,
right.
Why would someone want to own something like that?
Jeez, I don't know. Because they're crazy.
What can you do with it? Can you make it a planter?
It'll be fertilized.
Sure. All right. More unusual medieval hygiene practices.
Okay. So I guess people used leaves or moss as toilet paper.
Wow.
Neither rich nor poor people had toilet paper. Poor people used leaves or moss to wipe their bottoms, while the rich used lamb's wool instead. So here's my question.
Yes.
And a bit of a concern of mine if I'm back in medieval times and poor. You know, what if I picked up a leaf and it was like poison ivy
or something?
Wow.
That's a very good point.
Well, what do you do then? There's no, you know, chamomile back in medieval times, I don't think.
You know, they didn't have the minute clinic at CVS back then.
You not chamomile. Calamine?
Calamine.
There you
calamine
go.
Calamine lotion.
Chamomile is tea. Never mind.
You know, if you put tea back there, you're going to have a whole other situation. Oh, my goodness. Modern day unusual hygiene practices with Christine Astafo. Chamomile tea. Hello there.
Hello.
Oh, my goodness. All right. The next one is lead makeup that poisoned people. Mm. Cerousse was the foundation makeup choice for both men and women, as it gave them a smooth, pale look.
So they wanted to look pale.
So men were wearing makeup as well.
I guess so. And wigs, too, right? No?
Yeah.
Back then?
Right, okay. Yeah, right. Yeah. I would think so. However, it contained lead that seeped into the body through the skin, leading to poisoning. Well, wait a minute. Vanity is something we all try to achieve for. You want to look your best, but to the point where it's going to give you lead poisoning?
Did they know?
Well, if somebody died, I would imagine.
Did they?
Gee, where's Bill? Bill wasn't at the Elks meeting last.
He was
put makeup
putting on his makeup, and he passed out.
Because he had lead poisoning. Now, here's an interesting... I've never heard this phrase
Me
before.
Me either.
What is a nosegay?
Okay, I got to be honest with you.
What?
I watch Game of Thrones.
Right.
And a lot of these things are familiar to me just from watching this show.
Okay.
And in a previous episode...
Yes.
One of the queens was walking through like a pore section and had something in her hands.
Okay.
Which is the description of this nosegay. And as she was walking through, she was holding it up to her nose.
Ah.
And I was like, what is she doing?
So, all right.
Here
so
we go.
Nosegays when walking in a crowd. A nosegay was something to keep the smells at bay, usually held in the hand or on the wrists on a lapel. So I would imagine.
Interesting.
So what was it? Cloth or something? And I guess it had some sort of perfume on it.
Perfume or something on it.
So you don't have to smell the masses as you walk through the less fortunate areas of town
exactly.
or whatever. My goodness. here's a really good one. People bathed using the same water.
So is it really bathing?
No, it's not. It's literally just applying another layer of someone else's filth.
Wow.
That's what that is.
Okay.
Public baths were popular during the 13th century, but because of the scarcity of firewood used to heat the bath, bathing became an expensive practice.
Interesting.
So the other day, for instance, when you and I were broadcasting from New York City, if we walked out of the studio and if it happened to be America Weekend in the 13th century, I would have been able to duck into Rockefeller Center and just taken a nice convenient spritz before we went to lunch.
Yeah, just take a swim, you know,
wow.
let it flow through. And
you know, the idea of a bath is to what? To get clean.
I don't like baths to begin
Me
with
either.
Because you're sitting in water that your own filth is then
right.
sitting in.
You,
so when you get out of it, aren't you just
Yes.
Isn't it coming out with you?
It's Monday night, and you get home, it's been a long day, you take a bath. Okay, you get back out of the bathtub, you still now have Monday morning still on you.
I'm not even big on, like, the romantic bubble bath stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of...
It gets messy. I just don't like baths.
Yeah, you got soap in all kinds of weird places. Do you remember... Now, this isn't as popular as it used to be.
Okay.
There is an area in the U.S. known as the Poconos.
Yeah.
And back in, like, the 1980s or so, you'd be driving around, and there'd be these billboards, and there'd be these people in these, like, champagne glass tubs.
Oh, right, or, like, the martini glass.
You know, if Irving and Sarah were in there two nights before, I have no interest.
When I see that, my mind automatically goes to pay by the hour motel.
Wow, look at that, yes.
Mirrors on the ceiling, HBO for free, you know, that type of stuff.
You know, you always know it's a 4-star hotel, folks, when you drive up and there's a big sign, in-room movies. Oh, that's lovely.
Oh, great.
There you go. Book that one for the summer vacation with the kids. Next one, laundry was scoured in lye made of ashes and urine.
Oh,
now, I don't know why you just can't use good old all-temperature cheer, but ancient Romans believed in the ability of urine to remove stains. Until the medieval times, people used lye made of ashes and urine in order to clean their clothes. Well, wait a minute. Lye is what you throw down a drain when you need to get rid of a hair clog. So why would lye be applied to clothing? Wouldn't it just burn the clothes up?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Goodness.
What were their clothes made of?
Steel?
Steel, exactly. Armor?
Maybe. Okay. Maybe that's where this started. The next one, and again, these are unusual medieval hygiene practices, and we're quickly learning there wasn't any such thing as hygiene during the medieval times. The next one, privies and garden robe, or garter robe.
Uh-huh.
In Tudor houses, toilets were a bowl with a slab of wood and a hole carved at the top. It was almost like an indoor outhouse. Builders set the toilet into a recess or cupboard-like area called a garderobe. Well, at least they had... It's early indoor plumbing.
So what was it like? You had to, like, squat, like a squatty potty? Like, you had to squat over it? Did you sit on the floor?
Well, yeah, where did the stuff end up going?
I'm so glad that...
You have the slab of wood, but what's underneath the slab of wood?
So glad I didn't live in medieval times.
A very messy floor.
Oh, boy.
Here's one that really got to me when I pre-read this for the show. No changing of clothes. King James VI of Scotland wore the same clothes for months on end, even sleeping on them on occasion. He also kept the same hat on 24 hours a day until it fell apart.
Oh.
He didn't take a bath as he thought it was bad for his health. Boy, the king must have really been ripe.
He must have stunk so bad. Was this like a good luck thing? Like they're in war, you know, kind of like, put your game face on. Don't change your hat or your shave or whatever.
This is your superstition. We're winning the war, so I'm not going to take a bath until victory is declared. That's what we're talking about here?
Yeah, that's what I think. I don't know.
Wow.
Why else wouldn't you bathe?
See, this is what we're starting to learn. Christina brings a real psychological aspect to this. She takes a look for the deeper meaning. The king's a slob.
He wasn't just gross.
The king's a pig, but Christina knows why he wanted to be a pig.
You see? I bring something to this show.
You sure do. And now she's bringing lice-infested wigs. Here we go. Knits and lice were common back then, so many of the more wealthy folks would shave their natural hair and wear periwigs instead. Unfortunately, even periwigs could be infested with knits, especially during plagues. Oh, that'll mess up your day.
Probably because King James never took shower.
Yes. Knits and lice.
Gross.
Wow. And here's the thing, too. The preoccupation with wigs. Why people couldn't just live with the hair they had.
Or just shave it and go bald. Why not?
That wasn't in fashion then. That Mr. Maybe Clean look that's so in now wasn't really in back then.
Maybe it was a sign of weakness if you didn't have hair.
Wow.
I mean, if you look at all these shows, everyone has long hair, like, you know, a lot of nice heads of hair. You know what I mean? Thick hair.
Thick hair you can
like
grab
power.
A hold of. Power hair. Power hair.
Power hair. Yes,
but wigs, now if you already had a hygiene issue,
so
you're putting a dirty wig with lice on top of dirty hair, which may also have lice.
Well, it's going to get the lice.
You're doubling your lice proportion here, and that's not good. What a lovely place. All right.
Now see eyebrows?
Go ahead, you can take this one.
People were already fashion conscious during the medieval times when their eyebrows did not look fashionable. They often masked them with tiny pieces of skin from a mouse.
Gee, honey, I caught a mouse in the trap. You know what? I need some eyebrows.
Let's dissect that thing.
Yes, and you're gluing and a little Elmer's, and you're gluing parts of Mickey onto your face to make yourself more attractive.
You know what?
What's
wrong with these people?
All right, we got time for one more. Let's see which one really jumps out at you here. Here's one, and I thought this was interesting. bird droppings on the bed. And this actually now is still in play today, and you'll see why in a minute. Houses in the past didn't have the protective roofing that houses have today, so it wasn't unusual for bugs, pests, and droppings to fall onto the clean bedding. People then invented four-poster beds in order to keep a canopy that would catch all unpleasant stuff from falling from the roof and not soil the bedding.
You see?
So when you go for that romantic getaway to that bed and breakfast, and it's a canopy bed.
This actually makes sense to me, though. The one thing on this list that makes sense, thank you, Medieval Times.
Yes, it's the only one that makes sense. And it's the only one that survived to today.
That's true.
Isn't that amazing?
Interesting.
You need to know where you've been before you can find out where you're going.
That's right.
And when you get there, buy yourself a nice, good bar of soap.
So deep.
This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.